Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, and welcome to episode 10 of the Geekcast. I am Justin Bissonnette. We are working on getting Evan on the line currently. Just some shopkeeping notes. I will be out of town for the next 2 weeks, but the Geekcast will go on. Evan will move on without me for the next 2 weeks. And we've lined up our first guest for next week. I think Big Ricky will be co-hosting with Evan, so that'll be exciting to have those two on here to talk about all things comic, all things geek. I'm sure Evan will get into video games without me around. This week, we're going to go over the latest episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well as Flash, and we'll cover that semi-big movie coming up, The Avengers, Age of Ultron, as well. So we'll work on getting Evan on the line here. Give us just a little bit. Just a second here. All right, Evan's going to be just a little bit longer as we work to get him on. This week, the TV side of the comic book universe was very good, very rewarding to everybody. I enjoyed the newest Flash episode quite a bit, as we finally saw the reveal of the Reverse Flash. And it looks like we get accused of being Marvel fanboys on here, but I honestly think between me and Evan can speak to this when it comes on, we're both in love with the DC TV comic book universe. You know what? I'm going to take a stab at this. All right, caller, you're on the air. Is this Big Ricky?
Hey, Biss, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I'm dragging you on here, man. I don't know if you're calling just to listen, but I'm gonna put you on the spot, man. Have you caught up on Flash recently?
Oh, I've been to be honest, I've been watching every episode on DVR, just trying to catch up. Agents, I haven't really caught up, but Flash, I love how it was the big twist. Everyone was expecting it to go one way, and guess what? It gets switched around by the reverse Flash because he does know everything.
Yeah. I loved it, man. I started off very skeptical on the show, and I gave up on it after about episode 4. Rufus actually, he's like, dude, you gotta give it time. It's just like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. You gotta give it time. And I've fallen back in love with it, man.
I remember at the beginning of the season we were talking about it, and you were kind of throwing it down on the, you know, throwing it underneath the bus because you thought it was going to be just like the Buffy series, you know, there's going to be a monster of the week. You know, I remember we were talking about it, and I was already digging it, you know. The only complaints I have about the show is the suit, but the suit has grown on me, you know.
Yeah. I think both shows, Arrow as well, they do such a good job of building a universe around the character, so that from episode to episode, things grow, and it feels larger than life as you're watching these shows.
What do you think is going to be is going to happen?
I think they wrap everything up in a tidy little bow with Reverse Flash by the end of this season. I don't think they kill the character off, obviously, because it's such a huge part of the show. But at the same time, if Arrow's any indication, you never know, right? But I don't know. I don't see Flash as being that type of show. So I think that I think that we'll go into next season with maybe Grodd being the main bad guy.
You mean Grodd?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's such a huge character, but so much of the season's been invested in the reverse Flash. You have to think that they tidy that up with a nice, neat little bow by the end of it.
You know, I've been trying to read every news bit I get on, and the way I thought they were going to end it was with the big villain, because they were talking about it, that Wells is going to release all the villains, and there's going to be a big fight, but that's going to be for the episode before. That's going to be not this episode, this next one. Grodd is going to come out, which I'm really excited for. And then the episode after that, all the villains are going to get released, and that's where Arrow and Firestorm come in. And then I guess they're going to leave it between him and Reverse Flash. Did you dig the Tricksters episode? Have you watched any of those episodes?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And Evan was actually the one that gave me that the dad is actually the Flash from the original series, which until he told me, it didn't even connect with me. But I thought that was awesome as a kid that watched the original Flash. Well, I don't even know if it's the original, but the one from the early 90s, Mark Hamill being back was really cool and really nostalgic. And I like the fact, too, that he basically just did the Joker voice the entire time.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, the Flash series was basically before Hamill became the Joker. Like, you think about it, the Trickster was his startup, his beginning as the Joker. If you watch any of the original, I really dug on how back then it was still dark for the Trickster, because back then you showed people getting hanged. You showed how messed up he was, and then it got canceled, which I wish it didn't, but I'm kind of glad it did, because the villains in the series weren't as good as the Trickster. Like Captain Cold from this series is badass.
I got Evan online, so I'm going to pull him on.
All right.
What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's going on? Not much. I had to do some personal last minute stuff that is not pleasant. So sorry I'm late. What are we talking about?
Oh, well, we brought Big Ricky on. We've got the Flash is basically what we've tangled ourselves into to start with.
All right, perfect. Carry on with whatever you guys are saying, and I'll chime in, I guess.
Can I ask y'all guys a question? Have y'all ever read up on the original script for the movie that they were going to do a couple years back for the Flash?
No, I haven't.
Like, if I'm actually, I haven't read it, but I read bits and pieces here and there. This show, the season one, is so closely similar to the script that they were going to use for the Flash movie.
Really?
The big ending, because it starts out as Barry becomes the Flash, and Barry goes to Star Labs and uses those, certain elements. Like, there was a professor-type mentor that would help him understand what he's going through. And then the big end, the big twist of it all, it was the Reverse Flash. With the same issue, he had basically came back in time and got stuck, and he helped train Barry to become the Flash so he could use the Speed Force to get back to where he was and beat the Flash.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Now, on that topic, we've just heaped tons of love towards the Flash. And I think it's fair to say that as far as the TV DC universe goes, I think everyone involved with the show loves the DC TV universe. Reports came out today that there may be some issues with continuity with the scripts of the DC movie universe becoming one solid continuity universe.
Basically all connecting.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Which it's kind of funny, because we've always talked about how great it would be if the TV universe could connect with their movie universe. It seems like there may be some issues with the movie universe.
Well, I mean, they've been, don't get me wrong, I didn't dig Arrow the first season. The second season, I dug into it more because of Deathstroke, because of the villain, and it got me hooked even more when they introduced the Flash. And I think the TV series is the way to go with DC, because, I mean, you can mix and match. I mean, like Everyman was a henchman from Lex Luthor's group, and they used that in this season of The Flash. And I know they're going to be doing a Teen Titans series on TNT.
Yeah.
And then Supergirl is going to come out, and I just think they're really hitting it out of the ballpark with the TV series. I mean, it's kind of late to catch up on the films, and I've also heard the same thing with their movies, that because, you know, they don't have someone like Kevin Feige, like Marvel,
yeah,
in charge of, like, getting everything together, DC's really having a hard time trying to figure out their formula. I mean, if the reason why, if Suicide, I mean, I want Batman versus Superman to do good, but I have my doubts. I honestly think Suicide Squad is going to be 10 times better because they're giving the director a lot of freedom to do what he wants to do with the movie, and they only have some input with the characters. Okay, we want this character, we want this character, we want this character. And the directors and the screenwriter they got with it is working with them, and I think the movie's going to be 10 times better. But any other movie that they try to do, like a Wonder Woman or a Green Lantern, I mean, I really want to dig The Flash, and I hope it's going to be good, but I have very high doubts on DC's movie universe. You know, Aquaman looks decent. You know, I'm not going to judge right now until I see the movie. But Marvel's really, you know, been on a roll, and hopefully it continues like that, and it doesn't, you know, sour the formula, and it just keeps bringing movies until two more phases, you know? And the TV series was a way to go, too, to bring in the dark characters, because it kind of controls children from... Because I understand they don't want children to look at, like, you know, you have issues with parents, you know, why you're watching violence on TV and this and that. Netflix was the way to go because it's more controlled. You have adults who pay for Netflix. You have people who can make the decision to watch that episode if they want to. Where if it was like on CW or TNT, a kid could flip to the channel and, you know, it's more controlled on that limit for Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
Evan, what were your thoughts on the Flash episode this past week?
I really dug it. And part of me always roots for the bad guy because you need a good bad guy to establish a good guy. You know what I mean? Anybody can fight for truth, justice in the American way or whatever, but you need point and counterpoint. Like you need a reverse Flash. And if you're the Flash, you know what you guys know what I mean. And so it was nice to see that Thawne was, you know, miles ahead of them. He had cameras everywhere. He showed him everything. And I really, when he gave the speech of like how much he cared about them to work with, when he started working with them, I believed it because he didn't have to show them any of that, but a part of him still does care about them. So he showed him that, and that's where they were like, oh, shit, Iris. Because, I mean, if he didn't show them anything, they wouldn't have thought of Iris. They would have been like, oh, fuck, you know, he was ahead of us. Now what? And he would have killed her long ago. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't need to wait there and slowly walk toward her with his hand heart shredder going. Like, he could have just ran in there, knocked Eddie down, zapped her, and been on the way. And I'll be honest, I'm so excited for next week's Grodd. Like, that's what I've been waiting for.
Ricky posed the question earlier on, and I'll bat it back to you. Where do you see them going villain-wise from here on out? What do you think the end of the season holds for us?
I think it's a showdown with Wells and Thawne. I keep saying, but like, I just want them to keep him in the show because the guy who's playing Wells and Thawne is fantastic. Like, simply fantastic. Everyone on the cast is knocking it out of the park, quite frankly. And I want them to, like, kind of almost capture him and keep him around Hannibal Lecter style. Because at the end of the day, he still needs the Flash. You know, it's not like, oh, I've been discovered, plot spoiled, now trying to race back to the future. He still needs the Flash. So it'd be interesting if they have a battle and he lets himself get defeated just so he can stay close to the Flash and stay around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From there, Mirror Master shows up. Captain Cold's Cold Empire is bigger. And rumor has it Superman's showing up. Tom Welling is going to show up as Superman in either Arrow or Flash. And I'm slightly okay with that. Because as much as I hated Smallville after season 4, I dug it up until then, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the way to go. Like, clearly the TV and the movie universes are two separate entities. So I don't think there's any reason not to have Superman and Batman on the TV shows. So I'm pretty pumped to hear that, actually. And I have to give Flash credit. You know, I was a person that originally didn't really connect with the characters, but I mean, shit, now Cisco is one of my favorite characters on TV right now. And you're right, Wells is amazing.
Yeah, there's so many humanizing things about him. Like, just in the last episode, when, like, he's doing the dream sequence, and he's like, oh, man, you know, the dryer ate the shirt. And, like, Joe just laughs. And, like, it's just, at no point do I feel, like, forced to, like, look at Snow or Cisco. You know what I mean? They are a part of this world that don't feel, like, Sky felt super forced at the beginning of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? She was a super awesome, super cool, kick-ass hacker who had Batitude, and if you didn't like it, get out of her way. And it was real forced, really hated her. But since then, like, her progression has become very natural, very organic, and she's become one of the better characters. And I'm sure we'll get into S.H.I.E.L.D. in a bit. So, like, at no point did I feel any of the characters were forced. Maybe the Pied Piper, but even then, not really, because he had previous relations. So I'm totally cool with whatever they got going on.
And isn't that kind of what you should feel from him, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
awesome. Go ahead, Reese.
Season 2, it's still, I honestly think Flash can go at least up to 5 seasons. I mean, just developing, like, yeah, like you're saying, Evan, Pied Piper didn't need to be there, but he kind of really helped the character development to kind of help move things along. It gave them something to do to get to Firestorm, you know?
Yeah.
And what I'm really hoping, like you said, Mirror Master, I really want to see that character come out. But I also want to see the Top actually make an appearance. I want to actually, I know they're not going to try and push him forward in Season 2, but I'm hoping we get a Legions of Superheroes appearance in the Season 2, or at least a future Green Arrow or a future version of one of these characters that ends up going back in time to help Barry, you know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Ricky, while we get you. Go ahead.
Go on. They did the superhero like cage match or whatever last week on Arrow, and I don't really watch it. But in my head, that was the perfect time to introduce Kevin Conroy as Wildcat. Like, to me, if Kevin could beef up and actually do some of those chops, he would be the perfect Wildcat. Because he's obviously not going to be Batman.
Wait,
but
there
the
was
voice...
another one?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There was another superheroes versus villain promo.
There was, wasn't last, like I said, I don't watch Arrow, but I see the previews for it and all the Flash, so I feel caught up. I think last week they did like a superhero
like a,
cage match, like Fight-A-Palooza from Justice League Unlimited,
well,
with heroes and villains all fighting
like,
together.
It's not actually part of the show, but I think it's one of the promos that they have going on for it.
They had Captain Cold, Firestorm, Heatwave, Black Canary, Roy Harper, like that, or different characters?
I guess I don't know anymore. Huh, I probably should watch the show.
I think it's they do have an advertisement where it's like a battle royal type thing that I've heard. I haven't seen it, though. Like, I think it's only in certain markets. But, yeah, there's a commercial where it's like a superhero cage match type thing. I wanted to transition real quick to the Marvel side of things. Ricky, since we got you on, what were your thoughts of Daredevil? I don't want to jump super big into Daredevil, but since we got you on, man, what were your overall thoughts?
To be honest, I haven't finished Daredevil. I've been so busy. I work nights now, and the only nights I get off are Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And even then, I'm still working, so it's kind of like, you know, my time. I'm trying to catch up with Daredevil, but I guess I caught up to the episode after Stick, the one after it, or I'm on the episode. I just finished Stick, I know that, but I'm not sure if I finished the other one if I go back. But
cool.
From what I was getting so far and what I've seen, the red suit, I dig it, except for the mask. I wish the mask was more better. And the series as itself, I thought it hit it off the park. Like, it was way better than what the movie ever could do, you know, just. And I think the series on development, like, for Wilson Fisk, you know, was really well. Like, he did it really well. Charlie Cox did it really well. I really want to see more out of this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, we are going to jump into some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I know you're not caught up. I'll leave you on the line if you want to stay.
All right.
We'll jump into some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ricky will be back next week with Evan. I will be out, but Geekcast will parade on, man. So,
well,
awesome
actually, I'm going to have to step back into work for like a few minutes. I'll come back on. Hopefully,
okay, cool, man.
I'll be able to catch up before y'all leave.
Okay.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Next,
see you guys.
See you, Ricky. I'm going to give a blow-by-blow of Chroma Squad, the Power Ranger game that I kickstarted, but it's not a Power Ranger game. It's a Power Ranger studio game where you produce episodes of Power Rangers. I don't know how to explain it better than that, so deal with it. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Yeah.
Ward as the, like, I like the idea of Ward as this person in the wind, and I hope they don't, like, I hope he's not, like, a big focus. Like, I like him kind of just being a merc, like you said, like, almost kind of like Paladin, making him into Paladin eventually. I could dig that.
Yeah, I love that character, so I love to, like, kind of nod at when is he going to do his debut, but just somebody to take up that aspect of stuff, to go, all right, all these assholes in capes are fucking eating into my money by doing this shit for free, is definitely something that I think should be addressed at some point in the span of the MCU.
Yeah. I think that's where the Netflix series will come in. Like, now that
yeah.
we know they're shopping around for Punisher and that, you know who would make, this is terrible, actually, he wouldn't make a good Danny Rand, but Ryan Gosling. I just love
yeah.
him doing karate, so I would totally be on board.
No, fuck that.
He might do a good Steel Shot. No, maybe he could. He might even be a better Stavos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steel Serpent. Just like, you know, dye his hair and just make him just this arrogant motherfucker. I could see him doing that. Anyway,
yeah.
Dude, I really do, like Sky's fight scene in there was pretty like. If you take away how dark it was and, like, say everything's well-lit, she just straight-up murders people. Like, they
yeah.
just hide it because of the shadows, which is genius. But she kills the shit out of people. Like, guns. I think she broke someone's neck. And
dude,
she
it
just,
was incredible.
Yeah. I like Ward
being disappointed
with
Gemma. Do you think Daredevil influenced
that scene? I want to say yes, but I'm going to say it's probably filmed so long ago that it wasn't.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, holy shit, they struck gold with that long-ass Daredevil fight scene, and here it is. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, this was probably filmed before that came out. So that's what I wrestle
yeah.
with. But whatever it is, more of that in the MCU I am all for.
Oh, yeah. More May fighting. Oh yeah, just more badass fighting is what I like. I like Coulson when he's snarky. He's like, here it is, it's unlocked. Spoiler alert, Nick Fury is going to be coming back for that. And then he just walks
yeah.
off. Or then he's like, I had to take
yeah.
this call from Maria Hill, which you're not
yeah.
invited to. And then just like walks off. And Adam is like, well, fuck. Which is great. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I was sad that Bakshi died. I was starting to dig him as the indentured servant.
Yeah. And it reminded me, they never killed off Quinn, like, from the first season. And I'm starting to doubt we'll ever see him again or he'll ever pop up. But that's a motherfucker that I wouldn't mind them killing off, you know?
Wait, who?
Quinn, the billionaire from the first. The guy that was funding everything through Garrett.
Shot Scott. Yeah.
He got out alive. He's still alive somewhere. But, man, I wish they would have killed that guy off, you know?
Well, they might come back to him. I could have sworn he got killed by somebody. Fair enough. Okay. I mean, they can always come back to him. There's season 3.
Yeah. So, we talked about this a little bit early on. What do you think's in the bottom of the boat, man?
I was just thinking, like, I bet he's going to ask. I think it's Graviton. To me, it makes sense because if he starts to escape, sink the boat, sink into, and he drowns to the end of the ocean. I think it's him.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe Abomination, but the dude was military, so he would be kind of locked up in, you know, the United States military.
Yeah, that was my initial idea, and I think I'm coming around to Graviton. I mean, that tells us that they kind of know what they have.
Yeah.
And also, Abomination should still be safe because he should be in the Hulkbuster's possession.
Yeah.
You know, instead of in possession of S.H.I.E.L.D. or, you know, Tadbolt should have a hold of him, basically. So, my thought was that the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D., he would have escaped, but that's not correct. He'd be in military possession. So,
and he probably
awesome.
Wouldn't even be in trouble or anything. He'd probably just be like, have to see a counselor or something.
Yeah.
Or it'd be nifty if, like, the dude he had to see was the leader guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How they teased that.
There's so much from that Hulk film that kind of gets swept under the rug that is just gold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to hope they come back to eventually. So basically, the end, we've seen that Theta Protocol is the Avengers, which is pretty cool. Makes all of Coulson's work kind of lead into this film coming out this week that we barely grazed for, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about it in the next few episodes. And then when I get back, I'll have to just see it again so I can refresh myself.
What a shame that'll be, huh?
Horrible. It's a hard life.
Oh, man, I know. It's a hard knock life. That'll be fun. It'll be goddamn fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks. I was looking at the highest grossing movies of all time. If they hit the marks that they think that they will hit domestically, within the first few days of the movie being out, it's going to surpass. I think it's going to be in the top 200 grossing films of all time. Within the first, like, 2 days of being released.
Oh, definitely. I think it'll surpass Avengers 1. And what's crazy about the whole top grossing movies is they don't really count for inflation either. Like, it's like, this is how much it made in this year. It's like, well, think about it. You know, like, Ghostbusters with inflation would probably be a lot higher. But, I mean, so would some of the other movies, so who knows. But I expect big things and big numbers for Avengers and then Batman.
Yeah. Is that coming out this year?
No, it's next year.
It's next year.
That's
what I thought. I was trying to go over everything coming out this year. I actually have the adjusted for inflation numbers in front of me.
Really?
I was going through this. Yeah, Ghostbusters is 32 all time. And Avengers is actually 27. So it's slightly beat Ghostbusters.
Still not bad. Also,
Gone with the Wind
was
adjusted
mixed
for inflation, still number one.
That's fair. It's a good movie.
So,
am I correct?
Cool.
Did you see that Ghostbusters was mixed too? Both the female
no,
and
I
the
didn't.
New male versions?
I didn't see
I can't,
that.
Like, I'm not sure if that was like an official thing or just like something I read, because I was like, you know what, because I'm pretty much done with it. Like, I'll get into, like, when you're not here, I'll talk about other non-Marvel and DC stuff so that we can Marvel and DC it up. But, like, next week I'll get into that with Ricky and whatever. But just, if it's got to be a reboot, you lose me. Like, okay. Greg and I got into an argument about, it's like, I don't want an all-female cast. Like, man, I don't care. I think that the chicks could kill it. And I think they will. It's the reboot that loses me. Why? Why is there a need?
Yeah.
And apparently none of them are, like, scientists. And I'm like, okay, even Venkman was a scientist to an extent. Like,
yeah,
you can't have just four people accidentally stumble upon proton accelerators. Like, it doesn't work. Anyway, I'll get into this next week. It doesn't work.
That sounds good. What else do we want to part with before we leave here? We got we covered some Flash. We covered some Agents. Avengers is up, and I'm sure we will dig deeply into that next week. You and Ricky.
From now? No, we won't talk about it. I'll wait for you. Man, what did I see that I was thinking? I was like, oh, this is kick ass. Well, Daredevil 2 speculations. Do you think we're going to get Bullseye and Elektra? They were hinted at, but who knows? Maybe they keep it grounded and just kind of do the triad war.
Along the same lines, I read an article that they were looking to cast Bullseye, Elektra, and Frank Castle, and I haven't seen anything back that up since I read whatever the hell that was. Which, you know, usually when something's solid, there's 20 articles about the same thing come out. So, but I think Bullseye and Elektra are definitely will definitely pop up in season two. Frank Castle, obviously, something I'd love to see. But until I see something official, I think I'm holding out hope on that one.
Okay. Oh, this is a bit. Did you read the story where DC is claiming that no one came up? Like, apparently, Caitlin Snow, like okay. Spoiler alert: Caitlin Snow is a DC villain, but. She's never been Caitlin Snow. That's always just been who she used to be. But Flash made her up as the scientist. And now DC isn't going to give anybody credit. Like, you know how Bruce Timm created Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
And because she wasn't in the comics, he didn't get royalties for her. Or some such, right? That's right, yeah. Well, Caitlin Snow, the character... is there, DC is kind of wording their stuff weirdly around him, where they're like, oh yeah, you know, no, she's not really a character, but she is. So I think that's weird. Like, they don't want to get royalties to you guys who create her, and it's like, DC, you don't have a great track record right now. You tried to sue a child so that he couldn't be in a Superman jumpsuit in a statue. You're not on the best grounds. I'll try and find that article, the Superman kid thing, because that's a real dick move on DC's part.
Yeah, I remember when that came out. Writers and artists they're not the starving artist thing kind of strikes home. So, you know, leave writers and artists alone. Give them what they've earned, you know. So
yeah, it's like, well, they're the ones who are going to keep working for you.
Don't bite the hand that feeds, maybe, if you want more of these characters to make money off of. But awesome.
Right.
All right, we are in the overtime. Next week,
right.
Evan and Victor will be back. I'll be out for a couple weeks, and we'll see you guys then.
And Marvel, if you're listening, I want to direct Next Wave, Agents of Hate. Whether animated or live action, hit me up.
There it is. Excelsior.
Excelsior, true believers.